Ko Taku Hoa in INA, ko Nicholas Poynton, who's here to talk business. And Nicholas, shall we start with Sky TV shares? And
yes,
they jump on a major earnings upgrade. What's the deal?
Yeah, we saw shares in the company jump as high as 20% early this morning in early trading. That's after the company notified the market that it expects to nearly double its net profit and lifted the bottom of its revenue guidance for the current financial year. Now, these gains follow the announcement of some major cost savings by the business. Now, the company's chief executive, Sophie Maloney, says it's been able to cut out a further $35 million of costs. That's by going through every single one of the expenses that the company has. Now, most of this came from trimming how much it spent on vendors, contractors, marketing and capital expenditure. And about three quarters of these were recurring savings, meaning that the company will have a much slimmer operation in the years to come, which is perhaps what got shareholders so excited this morning. The other encouraging thing for investors was that the company says it's identified longer term cost savings that are expected to flow through to its earnings in the next financial year. So after all the excitement this morning, the share price did ease somewhat, close up 17% at $2.06 per share.
And Nicholas, Air New Zealand outlines the plan to reach net zero emissions by 2050.
Yeah, that seems like quite a hefty goal, especially for an airline, but the national carrier unveiled a four pathways it could take to try and hit this goal, or a combination it might draw upon to try and reach that target. They included zero emissions aircraft, operational efficiency, fleet renewal, and sustainable aviation fuel. And the airline says that that sustainable aviation fuel, that had the biggest potential for it to decarbonise the business's carbon footprint, with the possibility of cutting half of its emissions in the next 30 years. Zero emissions aircraft, that's planes that are powered, that are hydrogen powered, that could help it slash emissions by a further 20%. Now, there were some strong comments from Greg Foran about this announcement today, saying that despite the deleterious consequences of the pandemic that it's posed for its business, international travel effectively grinding to a halt, he still feels like climate change was the single biggest issue facing its business. He says it's never been more important for airlines to take bold steps on genuine climate action. He says the airline is continuing to work with aircraft manufacturers to speed up the arrival of those zero emissions aircraft. So the share price up 3%. The market did react quite favourably to this announcement, taking its share price to $1.54 per share.
That said, let's take a quick flight through the markets.
Yeah, the NZX is up a mere 12 points to 12,610. The dollar is trading at 67.6 US cents and 95.6 Australian.